Hi, here with me is Mike. Mike has a very severe problem with depression and been diagnosed with manic depressive. And in fact, he was kind of, I'll say the best expression, when I first talked to him on the phone, was out of his mind last Friday. And he was climbing a wall when he came to me on Monday, and he's one of the most severe case. Let me just have Mike describe how his problem begins. Mike?
I began having panic attacks and anxiety attacks at work. I had a relatively dangerous job, and there were some personal things with the boss, basically, that created a lot of anxiety. And I just started having more and more anxiety. I noticed when I was younger, before I ran track meets, I'd be a little bit more nervous than other people. So I think I predisposed genetically towards this, the stressors. Now I have no stressors, but I have no sleep, insomnia, chronic depression, crying spells all the time, no feelings. I've been kind of addicted to anti-stress medications, benzodiazepines, which are really dangerous for you long term. And I have deadened emotions and whatnot, and I've been having a difficulty with my family life due to this, and it's caused quite a bit of concern with my family. I've been suicidal, and I've been diagnosed with, traditionally, with everything from manic depression to panic to anxiety to major depression to obsessive compulsive, all of which overlap, but sometimes I think it just is a mirror of the medications that are given to you. They'll diagnose you dependent upon the side effects of some of the medications, and I know one of the side effects of the Valium after a while is that you become fearful and enraged, and it's just a band-aid for the original problem. So I'm trying to rectify that by coming to Dr. Tong.
Okay, you've been in hospital before?
I've been in eight hospitals.
Kind of describe some of the treatment they give you.
Electroshock therapy. I've had a lot of talk therapy. A lot of it I can't remember because some of the medications, quite frankly, make you forgetful. Plus, the depression makes you forgetful. But different medication protocols. Sometimes one doctor will give you one pill, and sometimes another doctor will give you five or six. And I'm not sure what to do. I've been at first I was trying to trust the traditional medical community, but it seemed, quite frankly, that I got worse. The only time I got better is when I stopped taking some of the medications, and I got a little bit better for a little while. But it's been progressively getting worse, where I have insomnia and a lot of anxiety, and just can't enjoy my family, can't enjoy my kids, don't want to go around crowds, feel no memory, can't remember things. It's been very difficult.
What about some of the things in your job? What you think would have brought about this? Yeah.
Sometimes it was the anticipatory anxiety of getting a correct start at the starting gate with the horses all lined up, because there's a lot of money riding on the horses, and the horses are very fractious in their gait, and you have like a little teeny spot to stand with them, a 4-inch ledge, and a lot of times they get real nervous and they'll turn over upside down on you, stuff like that. And it didn't bother me initially. The danger part I wasn't so concerned about. I was more concerned about getting in trouble with the boss, or getting in trouble with, which none of the other guys seemed to worry about, but I had that predisposition, and it was dangerous and stuff. And I think after a while it got on my nerves a little bit, but it's just one of the contributing factors amongst many. I had substance abuse problems in the past, and that might have contributed to it, but I just feel toxic and drained and tired and frustrated and suicidal.
Do you notice any improvements? Yeah, two treatment now. I did notice some, but how do you feel after the first treatment?
The first treatment, I didn't notice anything. Today, I feel a little bit more relaxed, but due to the chronic nature of the case, I'm trusting that maybe a continued treatment might benefit. I've tried acupuncture by itself before, that didn't have any success, basically. So this is a adjunct therapy that I'm being hopeful might help.
So you're a little calmer now than when you first come in this morning?
Yeah, a little bit calmer. Yeah.
Yesterday, actually, you told me you were calmer, except that you were tired. Okay, you didn't last too long.
Yeah.
But you need to you need to recognize that something has changed.
Uh-huh.
That's how you can tell your mind to that healing is has begun.
Yeah.
Otherwise, your mind, if you keep thinking about the negative stuff, okay, you'll never heal.
Yeah, that's all I think about. I dwell on negative things about. But one of the side effects of the medication I was taking, and this is across the board with most people that I had talked to that had taken the same tranquilizers, that once they try to come off of them, their mind and their emotions reflect on negativity quite a bit because it opens up that pathway of negativity. The tranquilizers are just a band-aid covering that for a long time. So
they are unnatural stuff. Tell me some of the drugs that you were taking before you saw me.
I took every drug they had: Depakote, Tegretol, Inderol, all the antidepressants made me really, really crazy.
So how much were you taking a day?
Like last week? I can't remember. That's been one of my problems, medication management.
Roughly, how many drugs were you taking a day?
Well, at one time in September, I was taking 5 drugs a day.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm cut it down to 1, but it's just, I don't know why I'm even taking that. It just makes me more depressed.
Mm. So yesterday, how much did you take yesterday after my treatment?
I took half a milligram, 5 milligrams of Valium last night.
So that's not too much, right?
No. Yeah. It actually upsets my sleep. The Valium, it doesn't give you natural sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm hoping that I can do it with herbs and stuff. But
well, today we gave you some herbs and also treated you for the insomnia.
Yeah.
So you should be able to sleep a little better. So when you don't need it, don't stay away from it because
yeah.
it's causing more harm than good than
right.
When you take this stuff.
Right.
And like I told you, one of the reasons that we do this interview, I want you to hear, actually, we should have done one before the first treatment.
Yeah.
You will have seen how you ramble on
mm-hmm.
without listening.
Yeah.
See, today, you're able to focus and actually listen to me and answer my question. The first time, you weren't.
Yeah.
I say something, you keep on coming back to say the same thing that I told you not to say.
Yeah.
And you were not listening.
Yeah.
Okay? So I want you to listen again in about a month,
uh-huh.
month and a half or so. And I would say that I'm guessing that you'll be joking, like in
like
the past.
Like I used to, I hope.
Like you used to, yeah, yeah.
Everybody tells me I used to be a very funny, insightful, resourceful person, and
yeah.
I've felt like I've lost that person. Basically.
Yeah, you have to, like I say, concentrate on the positive stuff, and also the diet I told you,
mm-hmm.
and the lemon juice and so forth that to clean out your liver
yeah.
and so forth, okay? And stay away from the drugs. The more drug you take, the more liver problem you have, the more frustration and anger you have. The liver takes care of frustration and anger.
Mm-hmm.
And liver helps the kidney. Okay, so your fear, you're going to get worse. So when you don't need to take a drug, don't take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a month or so, we're going to redo this and you can hear how it's going to compare to this time.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay.